John, have you ever seen a vision or spoken in tongues?
I have never spoken in tongues, though I have asked the Lord for that gift many times. A vision, anything like Ezekiel in chapter 1, I have never had. So visions are ambiguous, you know, whether my title at Bethlehem is pastor for preaching and vision. So I better have one, right? But it's not probably what the questioner was asking. I don't close my eyes and have God show up in some remarkable way that would parallel biblical visions, like ladder going into heaven or wheels within wheels and so on. But I do see futures. And like this afternoon, I have a vision. I'm going to be getting ready real hard to teach 1 Thessalonians tonight. It's a vision. I'm going to clear the deck. I'm going to work hard. So I've got a plan. I've got a vision for what's coming. And I've got visions for what I'd like to see my daughter be. If you don't have a vision for your 14-year-old daughter, she's probably just going to coast. I'd like her to be a humble, godly, kind, loving, spirit-filled woman. And then you move towards that vision that you have out there of what you'd like your kids to be and what your marriage to be. So vision, in that sense, yes, and everybody should have them.